Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss your future real estate game plan.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Sometimes it's overwhelming, this 2020, like it's all going to go away in 2021. We blame the year.
We hope that it gets to 2021 without blowing up.
So it's been a little tricky to keep your chin up. I recognize that. There's a lot of things that you can control. There's more that you cannot control. And to focus on the wrong items right now is really hard on everyone.
Well, it really is. There's a lot of things that are not going as hoped. There are a lot of things that aren't going as planned. We didn't plan on the virus. We didn't plan on the lockdown. If you had a small business, some of you have identified you're not going to be opening again. Well, that was your life. And now you got to figure out what your life is going to look like. So if you're really confused, you know, sit down at a table in total silence, no headphones on, no TV in the background, no music playing, etc. And if there's a way of isolating yourself from kids that may disrupt your thought process, go in the bathroom, lock the door, but start to write down, what do I want in the rest of my life? What do I want to have? What do I want to experience? What do I want to do? And what do I really enjoy doing that would make money?
Now, I know a lot of people have done this in a general way over time. COVID's helped you rethink about what's important to you in family and relationships and possibly how you spend your time in what spaces. But let's take it to another level. Let's talk about doing something intentional. If you look at where you'd like to be and then you start with a baseline readjusted and recalibrated, you can move forward and you can move forward very positively, but it's going to take intent like it never has before.
Exactly. I would agree with that. In some instances, for those of you that are older and the kids have moved away, yes, it's nice to have a 5-bedroom house with a view and so forth. Do you really need it? Maybe you think in terms of a really, really nicely appointed smaller house.
That's right. This is a good time if you have your health and your partner to take a look at what you're using, what you're not using. Make sure that you're getting rid of what you're not using. For example, downsizing the house itself.
And that doesn't have to do anything with the male spouse in the family.
Oh, yeah.
Don't listen to Marsha on that.
Well, just, you know, cut your loss if you need to. But I'm just saying that you've really got an opportunity where you have time to focus on those things and the stuff in your house and rethink your space as well.
This is a great time to do exactly that. If you're confused, sit down, write it down, think your way through it, then give us a call. We'll help.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.